Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Welcome, podcast listeners, to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Mike Schuster, and alongside me is our resident expert on all things perplexing, Rob Sachs. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
So, Rob, what vexing life situations are we going to conquer today?
Well, today, Mike, we're going to talk about hitting the town. Getting out there. And you know what I like doing? I like clubbing. I like getting out in the hot spots. I like shaking my booty. But you know what I don't like?
Uh-huh.
I don't like bouncers. I hate waiting in line. And I hate those big dolphs who just make you stand there and they give you those mean looks.
Shaking your booty, Rob. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that image. But anyway, on the bouncer side, you could tip them.
Right. You could tip them. And tipping is pretty much the easiest way to get past these guys.
I mean,
money talks.
I bet.
You know?
Yeah.
But don't be reaching for any Washingtons or Lincolns, Mike, because if you want to get past them, you got to up the ante a little bit. I'm talking 20, maybe 30 bucks.
Uh-huh.
I spoke with a guy named Stephen Fruin. He's a nightclub promoter and the owner of this event management company. They put on parties for celebrities like Aerosmith and stuff like that. And according to him...
A sure source.
And according to him, you can't fumble around while you're trying to tip.
Got to be slick.
You got to be slick. You got to be cool. Here's what he said.
You know, you kind of just walk in and you shake their hand and you put the money in their hand. They maybe take a glance at it and then usually they'll let you in.
Okay, now Mike.
Yes, Rob. you're doing something with your pockets and I'm not sure what it is.
All right. I just secretly took out some money and I'm going to show you. I know we're sitting across the table here, but I'll show you the handshake tip.
All right.
I'll be like, hey, I'm just looking to get in. How
no,
are you doing?
You're not getting in. You're not getting in.
There's
the door. There's the door. The door's open.
Okay, now I have my dollar back.
This is the Washington that you're not supposed to slip.
Right. This is just for, you know, practicing. Right.
Well, okay. What about any other techniques?
Well, for me, I don't really like spending $30 before I even walked in the door. That's not so much fun.
Yeah.
But there's another great technique. You got to show up at the door with five smoking hot women. Five smoking hot women. You show up there with them, and you're going to walk right in. Guaranteed.
And how do you get five smoking hot women to be with you? And what if you don't happen to have five smoking hot women with you?
Well, Mike, that's the best part of it. They're already there standing in line. They're waiting. Okay, so all your job is to do is to round them up and get them to come with you.
Here. I'm sorry, Rob, a question.
Yes.
If there are five smoking hot women, what are they doing still standing in line? Why
they don't
are they
know.
There?
They don't know that they could just walk in. There's five smoking hot women who don't know what's up. So there's sometimes it happens, but Stephen told me just how you got to do this.
All right.
Tactical. I mean, you have to act like you're the man. You have to go up and you just kind of walk up to them and you said, hey, can you guys walk with me? We're just going to walk in the front and get right in. So the girls basically think that you are walking them in. But what's really happening is you're using the girls to get in yourself right away without waiting.
Mm-hmm. You walk right on in. It's
Has this worked for you, Rob? Tell the truth.
No, because...
No.
I'm a little shy. You know, it takes a little gumption.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about how to get in. What about what not to do when you're clubbing and hitting the town?
Okay. Well, these big dudes at these doors, they've heard everything.
I bet.
You can tell them how important you are, who your dad is, but to them, you're nothing. You're not getting in. Unless, like we said, you have women or the cash or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I say don't waste your breath. What you have to do is you have to show them you have big bucks. Convince them. You know, don't just tell me I have big money. Show them. Show them the money. They have this thing called bottle service where you walk up, you say, hey, I'll have a bottle service for my friends. And that's sure way you'll get in. It's a little thing they have at clubs where you sit down and instead of ordering drinks, they just plunk down a big bottle of Grey Goose or something.
Yeah, usually it costs about $350 or more, right?
Yeah, well, you know, $600 maybe, but you're showing them you have money.
Yeah, right.
See?
You sure are. Yeah, you're paying $600 for a bottle of vodka with no tastes, no smell, and no color.
But you're cutting the line. See, that's good.
Yeah, you're cutting the line. Yeah. All right. So those are all good ideas. I guess they're good ideas. You've taken us through this quite well. Any final thoughts?
Okay. Well, again, I consulted our expert, the nightclub promoter, Stephen Fruman, and he said there's one other way to get in, which is to be on the list. Now, being on the list a lot of times requires knowing someone, which sometimes you don't know someone. It happens.
I mean, it happens.
You know, yeah. I mean, sometimes fake it.
And you can fake being on the list. Your name is not on the list,
yes.
But you fake being on the list.
You can fake it, and here's how you do it. Now, you show up. They don't know who you are. They don't know where you're from. So, hey, now you're from England, okay? And you show up, and you're like, and then, you know, you get this accent.
Yeah.
And then you slur a really common name, like Michael Smith or John Henry or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my name is Michael Smith.
And they're like, what? And they're looking on their list.
Mm-hmm.
And then once their list is out, now you peek over their shoulder, point right there. Yeah, that's my name right there. Right there, you know. Works every time.
Works every time.
Yeah.
It's worked for you sometimes. You're sure?
I think it works every time.
All right. Okay.
I would consider it.
At least it's worth trying.
At least
once, maybe not more than once.
Yes.
All right. Well, that'll do it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Schuster.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
All.